Welcome back for this week's Hero of the Week. This is Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting, inviting you to listen in as I speak with Corporal Gary Martz of the United States Marine Corps. He comes to us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Corporal Martz, welcome.
How you doing?
Corporal, your MOS, or job description, is that of an artillery scout observer. Can you tell us in civilian terms what that is and what you do in the Marines?
I support all types of indirect fire assets to all of our ground troops that are out there that need any kind of any type of support.
Now, are we talking artillery support? Is that mainly, since I see the word artillery in there, is that mainly artillery, or do you call in air support as well?
We do coordinate both artillery as well as aircraft, yes.
Now, does this mean you're out there on the front lines, or are you sitting back on the off of the battlefield itself?
I sit back off of the battlefield. I do the coordination aspect of it.
Now, are you looking remotely onto the battlefield, or are you actually out there close enough that you can see things? Now, I don't want you to breach security, so do that in a way that all of us might understand without giving away some technical things.
I do sit back far enough away.
So are you actually on the battlefield itself, but far enough away that you can still assess the situation that the ground troops are going through?
That is correct.
And are you communicating with battlefield commanders that are on the front lines?
I coordinate and communicate with the battalion commanders, yes.
What do you find the toughest part of your job, Corporal? What's the hardest part of what you do when you're involved in that situation?
It's very stressful, and you have to be very quick thinking.
So you're assessing a battlefield situation based on all the information you're given, and then you have to make a quick decision as to the other resources, both air and ground, that you're going to call in additionally to help the Marines on the front line.
That is correct.
How long did the training take you to go through this so that you felt comfortable doing the job you have now?
I have been training on and off essentially my entire career. The training never ceases.
And how long have you been in the Marines, Corporal Martz?
I have been in for 4 years.
And what made you decide that the Marine Corps was the service for you?
I wanted to pursue a career in law enforcement, and I figured that this would give me the best possible background that I could get.
And has it proven to be that so far?
It has, every bit of it.
Is there a part of the Marine Corps that you do enjoy, even during the stressful times?
The people that you meet along the way.
And where's home for you, Corporal Martz?
What's that?
Where's home for you back here in the States, Corporal?
I'm from a small town, Lovettsville, Virginia.
And to have family back there you'd like to say hi to today?
Yes, just hi and thank you to all of them for supporting me throughout the past years that I've been doing this.
And what motivates you each day, Corporal Martz, to serve your country in the Corps?
Just knowing that there's people back there that are supporting us.
Corporal Gary Martz of the United States Marine Corps, it's been good to hear from you today. Thanks so much for serving America in the Marines. God bless you as you continue your time in the Corps. We honor you, Corporal Martz, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you very much.